So first one here, we have a Deacon God's Church, Mr. Dave Hull.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
A beautiful Sabbath day, high day. Welcome to this holy convocation, a memorial of blowing of trumpets. Beautiful day. Please turn with me, if you will, in the Word of God, your Bibles, to Leviticus chapter 23. We'll start this day off right. In chapter 23, reading in verse 23, of chapter 23 of Leviticus, verse 23. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, In the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall you have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein. But you shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. This feast day is also recorded in Numbers 29, verses 1 through 6. Numbers 29, verses 1 through 6. We're not going to turn there, but I wanted you to know that. A memorial of blowing of trumpets is the fourth feast day in God's feast days in God's year. Go back with me, if you will, in Leviticus 23 to verse 4. Verse 4 of chapter 23 of Leviticus. These are the feast days of the Lord, even holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their seasons. Well, brothers and sisters in Christ, the season is now for the memorial of the blowing of trumpets. These are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their seasons. The Hebrew calendar is a lunar calendar. The fourth feast of God begins on the first day of the seventh month. That month is called Tishri. A holy convocation is a holy gathering, a sacred gathering of God's people. And an offering made by fire, well, we know that Jesus Christ was our ultimate sacrifice. He was the ultimate offering. But we too, as you will see later on in this message, we too are an offering made by fire. God shows us his plan of salvation in his feast days. The trumpets announce the beginning of the fall feast days. But also, they are trumpeting to mankind to wake up, for the time is near. This message is to help our understanding of what this feast day, a memorial of the blowing of trumpets, means in our lives today. The trumpets are sounding that the end time, that the judgments of the end time are near. This feast, a memorial blowing of trumpets, serves God's purpose and teaches us that, point one, trumpets are used to announce, to alarm, to awaken, and to call to repentance. And since the cross of Jesus Christ, they have been trumpeting and calling to repentance. Matthew 4:17. Turn with me, please, to Matthew 4:17. In Matthew chapter 4 and verse 17, Jesus Christ says, in verse 17, it says, From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Yes, the trumpet's been sounding since the time of Christ. In Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20, and Mark 16, verses 15, and then also in Luke 24, 47. Turn with me, please, to Luke chapter 24, verse 47. In Luke chapter 24 and verse 47, we read where Luke reads, or wrote above what Christ said, and he said, And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. The world is being told to wake up. The trumpets are for a purpose. The memorial blowing of trumpets is to remind us that it is our job to witness to the world, to repent. To wake up. Trumpets are used to announce, to alarm, and to awaken. Even our UCG message, the United Church of God message statement, says that we will preach the kingdom of God. We will preach the gospel of God. And that's what we're doing. We're telling the world to wake up. The feast, this feast, a memorial blowing of trumpets, also serves his purpose and teaches us that trumpets are used to reveal his judgments to his servants, and to awaken all inhabitants of the earth before it is too late. To teach us to reveal and reveals his judgments to us, his servants, and to awaken all inhabitants of the earth before it is too late. Turn with me, please, to Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1, and verse 1, it says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him. God gave it to Jesus Christ to show unto his servants, us, things which must shortly come to pass. And in verse 3, blessed is he that reads, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep. We heard the other day on the Sabbath, church, that doing is also most important. We can hear it, we can know it, we can understand it, but we need to be doing it. And to keep those things which are written therein. For what? For the time is at hand. This feast, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, also serves his purpose and teaches us that the trumpets are used to show God's ultimate sacrifice, his ultimate love for you and me. His ultimate sacrifice has been made. It has been made once and for all. Turn with me, please, to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9. In verse 27, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Verse 28, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Jesus Christ, the living Son of God, bore our ultimate sacrifice for us. He paid the price for us with his precious blood. But we too are sacrificed with him, are we not? You know, it's interesting. I was studying while I was preparing for this sermonette. I found something that I want to take you back to, and it's back in the book of Leviticus. Turn with me, please, back to Leviticus chapter 23. And what is interesting, that the feast before this feast, the Feast of Weeks, there were two loaves of bread offered. And with that offering, with that bread, was also offered seven lambs. Seven lambs and a ram. And then in verse 19 of Leviticus 23, we read, then you shall sacrifice one kid of the goats for a sin offering. That depicts Jesus Christ. We understand that. And two lambs of the first year for a sacrifice of peace offerings. Two lambs of the first year for a sacrifice of peace offerings. That rang my bell. There is some very interesting meaning here. And verse 20, and the priest shall wave them with the bread of the first fruits for a wave offering. This is waving the bread before our Father in heaven, Jesus Christ, who is the Christ's sacrifice, was a sweet savor smelling, which you can read earlier in the chapter. But here it says, for a wave offering before the Lord with the two lambs. They, the two lambs, shall be holy to the Lord for the priest. Who is our priest? Jesus Christ is our high priest. And these two lambs shall be made holy for him. These trumpets today are trumpeting to the world that we are God's first fruits. And we are witnessing to the world to become holy as God is holy. By our lives, how we live our lives and how we preach. Jesus Christ was the ultimate sacrifice for us. But we too are that sacrifice also. Turn with me, if you will, to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, I said 1 Corinthians, I meant Romans, I think. Romans chapter 12, I'm sorry. Romans chapter 12. In Romans chapter 12, verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. It's our duty. This is what we're supposed to be doing. And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. These feasts, this feast, the memorial and blowing of trumpets, teaches us that his purpose for us is to know that we are a living sacrifice along with that ultimate sacrifice. This feast, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, also serves God's purpose and teaches us that these trumpets are being used to remind us by telling us it's not just the Feast of Trumpets, but as I've been saying all along, it is a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a memorial, a reminder of what we're here for, what our purpose is in life, why God has called you and me, what we are to do with that calling. Jesus Christ was the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are that living sacrifice, but the trumpets are blowing to remind us that we are that living sacrifice and to change our lives. The trumpets are used to announce, to alarm, to awaken, and to call to repentance. The trumpets are used to reveal God's judgment and to awaken the inhabitants of earth. You know, the ultimate sacrifice having been made, it's already been done. So the trumpets are saying, grace is offered unto you, the inhabitants of the earth, or judgments. Which do you want? We are preaching and by our lives living what God would have all the inhabitants of earth to be. Turn with me, please, to the final scripture, John chapter 3. In John chapter 3, and I bet you're going to think that I'm going to read chapter or verse 16. John chapter 3, if I were a betting man. John chapter 3, and verse, not 16, we all know that by heart probably, but verse 18. He that believes on him is not condemned. That's what these trumpets are saying. They were reminding us, God's people, we are not condemned because we believe. And we've repented and we've changed our lives. But he that believes not is condemned already. This feast, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, is reminding us that the world needs to hear clearly, grace, not judgments. God's people are preaching by the way they live their lives. God's people are preaching by the way they speak to the world around them, in their communities, nationally, internationally. Grace is what God is offering us. Now, verse 16, he says, he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This feast and memorial blowing of trumpets. Trumpets to the world. Grace or judgment. Which will it be in our lives? I hope this day takes on a brand new, a renewed meaning to you. That the Feast of Trumpets, a memorial blowing of trumpets, is an awesome feast because it not only announces the feast fall season of the other feasts to come behind it, but it tells the world, wake up, accept grace, accept it. It's the unconditional love of God the Father. Accept it or bear the consequences.